Good afternoon, everybody. You're tuned to 103.2 Dublin City FM, and this is Europe Today with your presenters for this week, Eleonora Ipo and I, John Byrne. Coming up on the programme this afternoon, Eleonora will be speaking to Italian guitar maestro Giulia Ballare, who was in Dublin recently for the Guitar Festival of Ireland. We'll have a rundown on some of the stories of Irish interest that have made the European headlines this week, and we'll have some great music from Giulia herself, and also music from the current French charts for your enjoyment as well. So stay tuned to us here on 103.2 Dublin City FM for the next half an hour and your programme Europe Today. The European Consumer Centre is advising Irish holidaymakers that they should only obtain an EU health insurance card from the HSE. The card allows EU citizens to obtain free emergency care elsewhere in the European Union in the event of an accident. However, a number of unofficial sites are providing false cards at a cost. Grace Duffy of the European Consumer Centre in Dublin says people must remember that EU health insurance cards are free.
And the main thing to note about those cards is that they're actually free to obtain from the HSE, but there are a number of unofficial websites on the internet that will offer to process a European health insurance card application for you for a fee. So the main thing we want consumers to be aware of is that they don't have to pay to obtain the card, and if they go through the HSE's official website, it should be free to obtain.
The Republic of Ireland had the highest spend on unemployment in the EU in 2013 as a percentage of total government expenditure, according to new figures published recently. The statistics from Eurostat show that 7.6% of GDP here was spent on welfare, compared to 6.7% in Spain and 5.9% in Denmark. The figures also show we had the second highest spend on health at 17.4%, trailing just behind the Netherlands. Kiri Eustace of the European Office in Dublin says our spend on unemployment is double the EU average.
Ireland's spend on unemployment is actually the highest in the EU, and it is double the EU average, whereas government expenditure as a percentage of GDP is actually in the lower ranks of overall EU expenditure.
The Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Brendan Howlin, launched a €498.2 million EU Regional Development Fund for the South East region at Wexford Town Hall recently. The funding agreement for the European Regional Development Fund for 2014 to 2020 aims to support the creation of new quality jobs, enterprises and innovations through areas such as urban regeneration, improved broadband and energy efficiency. A number of projects will be identified by the European Commission for which applications for funding will be sought. Minister Howlin says the fund will be a massive boost for economic development in the South East.
Over the next 7 years, a variety of projects across the south and east of Ireland will be co-funded in key areas that are identified by the European Commission, such as the SME sector to build and give them capacity, look at research, look at green energy. There's a new fund, which is an urban-based fund, recognising the role of towns as drivers of economic development in the regions.
New figures show that the Republic of Ireland granted Irish citizenship to close on 6,000 Nigerians during 2013. That's more than any other nationality. The statistics from Eurostat revealed that in 2013, 1 million immigrants were granted citizenship across the European Union. The majority of the EU beneficiaries were from Morocco, India and Turkey. Ruth Dizzi of the European Commission office in Dublin says the figures show that a large number of immigrants have also come here from India and the Philippines.
Well, in 2013, Ireland granted citizenship to a particular profile of nationalities. The top three were Nigerian, Indian and from the Philippines. In the EU overall, the top nationalities were Moroccan and Turkish.
The leaders of the euro area member states discussed the situation in Greece following the referendum held on the 5th of July. After the meeting, President of the Euro Summit, Donald Tusk, confirmed that the euro area authorities were ready to do all that is necessary to ensure the financial stability in the euro area.
Seek help among your friends. and not among your enemies, especially when they are unable to help you. And finally, if you want to help your friend in need, do not humiliate him. Today we need unity, not because unity is a beautiful idea, but because it is indispensable in order to take concrete decisions. Without unity on Greece, we will wake up in 4 days in a different Europe. This is really and truly the final wake-up call for Greece, but also for us, our last chance. I want to inform you that the last chance procedure has just started. President Dijsselbloem received, while we are debating here, the formal Greek request for the ESM program, as we agreed yesterday. I hope that this is a good sign, a good omen for tomorrow.
Monsieur Djuna, je m'inquiète pour ton avenir. Monsieur le prof, tu ne connais pas l'avenir. Il se peut que tes propres gosses écoutent ma zik et que le 458 soit dans le parking. Monsieur Djuna, les papiers du véhicule. Monsieur l'agent, je ne possède que des tubes. Il se peut que vous m'ayez flashé dans la ville. Vous qui vouliez une photo pour votre fille. Donc vas-y, cause toujours en son tableau, tableau, tableau. Vas-y, cause toujours en son tableau, tableau, tableau. Ouais, vas-y, cause toujours en son tableau, tableau.
one of the biggest stars on the continent at the moment. That's French artist Matre Gims, and it's a track called Laissez Passer.
Now you can follow Europe Today on Twitter.
Broadcasting on 103.2, this is Dublin City FM.
The Guitar Festival of Ireland is an annual event celebrating guitar music in its multiple forms. It is one of Ireland's biggest and best cultural happenings. The event aims to promote the guitar from live performance, teaching, and much more. Whatever your musical interest is, there is something appealing for everybody. It employs only the best international and Irish classical, jazz, fingerstyle flamenco, and world music acts, all performing in Dublin's finest venues, such as the National Concert Hall, the Dublin City Hall, Hugh Lane Gallery, and many more. The festival is financially supported by the Arts Council. This is Eleonora Ippoliti for Europe Today, and I'm delighted to have as a guest one of the greatest performers playing at the Guitar Festival of Ireland, Giulia Ballaré, presented in collaboration with the Italian Cultural Institute. It's a pleasure and an honor to welcome a winner of several national and international competitions. Giulia, how long have you been playing guitar?
Well, it's from when I was 7. Now I'm 27. And so it's like 12 years. No, sorry, 20 years. And it's not always because I weren't a good student, you know. I was an enfant prodige. I started to study seriously very late. Only when I finished the school, I start to play like 10 hours a day, because I did my best to get the time I lost before, no. And now I more stop just because I need it. I want to learn more and more, and so it's now I study a lot, but it wasn't like this every time of my life, you know.
Ah, okay, so when you started, you weren't playing so much at the beginning.
Yes, it was an hobby. It was like a joke, you know. It's like when a child discover a new game, but it wasn't serious, you know.
Yeah, you were playing on your free time, and but not so.
Yes, but so not much. So hardly, not like a work, you know.
Yeah, okay. And why did you choose to play the guitar, this particular instrument?
Well, because mostly because I had one at home. My father was usually playing during some evenings while my mother sang, you know. But for him, he's a doctor. He was not a job. He was like an hobby. And he teach me what he knew, and then he sent me to take a lesson of classical guitar. And after a few years, I went to study in the conservatory until I was 22. And now it's my job, but it was for joke. Now I travel around Europe and more to play concert and to do competition. And of course, I also teach from I was 23 in a private school of my hometown.
What is the ideal age to start playing guitar?
No, it's important to start when you are younger, because it's more simple to learn, because like everything, if you start when you're a child, it's better, because you can learn more. And also because it's like a sport, and so if you have to use your muscle when you're a child, it's more simple, because when you grow up, the muscles are more rigido. I don't know how you say in English, but are more difficult, you know.
Because it would be easier, and you will be something like more fluent, no? I think with your hands.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw you. I watched some of your videos when you play, and it's amazing the way you move your hand. It's something like the quickness of your hand. It's really astonishing. Yeah. And Giulia, where did you study, in your hometown?
Yes, I have studied in the I came from Novara, and I was born in Novara, and I study in the Novara Conservatory. It's called Cantelli, and my first teacher was Francesco Biraghi, and then was Guido Fichtner until my graduate. He was my teacher. But in a while, I always took masterclass from the best teachers in the world, like Pavel Staal, David Russell, or Massimo Dilla, Oscar Giglia, because I think it's important. It's important to take the best from the best, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's if you want to be the best one, you have to learn from the best one, I think.
Yes.
And
yeah,
now I study in Pordenone Academy of Guitar with Paolo Pegoraro, who teach in Graz University, and Del Sal, who teach in Vienna University. But they make this course in Italy for other people. And I think I want to say another thing more, because I also study alone. It's important to be a teacher of yourself, you know,
yeah.
Because you know your limits and your possibilities more than the other.
After playing Dublin, where are you going next?
Certainly in Rome, because I have to study with my contemporary classical ensemble of 8 guitars called Supernova.
Okay.
And then I go near Madrid for another concert. And well, next year I have also to play in Thailand and through Russia, but it's next year. And so
you're doing a tour, aren't you? Yeah, across Europe, Thailand as well.
Yes. I have played a lot this year, and I hope I will continue.
In which festival did you enjoy most playing?
Well, normally I played strictly in the guitar festival, because you said before, no? Because most of the concerts are win in the concert of guitar. And so it's normally in the guitar festival. But, I have to say one thing before. The guitar is not a very loud instrument. And so it's difficult to play, for example, in a big theater, in a big hall, because it's not good to hear everything. We prefer, for example, a small church or a small lounge where it can possible to hear every kind of sound.
Okay.
Because it's the instrument is precious for his varieties of shades and colors. And so the festival of guitar know these things, and so they can do the best thing for us, no?
Yeah.
In the other festival, it's dangerous, because, for example, a festival of opera or festival of other instruments have a different location, and so it's dangerous, because probably the audience can hear the guitar in a big audience.
Okay, yeah. Julia, can you put a microphone near to your guitar when you are playing?
No, it's not the best thing I prefer, because the natural sound is particularly, and with the microphone is always different. Also, if you have a very good microphone, it's always different from the natural sound of the guitar. Mm-hmm. But it's possible, of course, it's possible.
Okay. And you also collaborate with the painter Sara Ruggeri and the actress Elena Ferrari. And what kind of collaboration is it?
Well, it's a collaboration not very unusual. It's only... I think that now I want to say that I think that the guitar have a small audience of always guitarists, no?
Yeah, okay.
And I think that if you put another art with the guitar, you can make bigger the public.
Okay.
And so you can...
You can reach more people, not you?
Yes. Of course. For example, when I play with the painter, she only paint his painting, like paint me while I'm playing, and I play my performance, my obras, my pieces, like just like this, without make something special. But in this way, the public can be the fans of painting and also the fans of guitar. And so I think it's bigger. The other one, collaboration with the actress, is a little bit different because she read stories from about the violence against women.
Okay.
And so the music... it's the music underlines the words, and so it's so dramatic. So the stories are not so happy, you know. The violence against women is a theme very, very important and very sad. And the music try to underline the words of the actors in the same time. And so it's a little bit different. It's more collaborating in this sense, in this way.
Yeah. Okay, that's very interesting, Julia. Yeah, to also involve other form of arts.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, Julia, for joining us today.
No, for me, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week's folks. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. Again, we'd like to say a very, very special thank you to Italian guitar maestro Giulia Berlare for joining us this week. If you want to get in contact with us, give us a ring on 865-8020, that's 865-8020, or you can text us on 087-977-1032. And of course, don't forget to check out our support website platform, which is europetoday.ie. That'll have a podcast of today's programme and a link to the various items that we mentioned as well. Join us again here on 103.2 Dublin City FM at the same time next week, and your programme, Europe Today.